Live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is the Duellers, High Rise Supersize. Listening to the Spy Tones underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Duellers, a track called High Rise Supersize, which is their new single. They're also on tour promoting the single. And sadly, we've already missed them in Nottingham because they were here on Saturday and I couldn't go. I was very, very upset about that. I was really looking forward to seeing them. They do have a number of other dates still around the country going on right now. And you can find out via their Facebook page, Tony, which is
Facebook.com/TheDuellers.
Simple as that. Facebook.com/TheDuellers, The Duellers. Probably be internet 0-1, and that is some classic London glam punk you have just witnessed there, Tony.
Smash in.
Now, I would have had some additional material for you, but I've had none sent through. If you have a joke for me, email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Comedy Suburbs, and I'll read it out if it comes through. But I have just been laughing anyway about something that I think might be in the Facebook comments later on that you got from Poco. Is there one you're reading out from Poco?
I am.
Right, yeah. I just thought... It seems, Tony, that when people do get in touch with us, they only ever have nice things to say about you. But I get it in the neck. Look, I'm just going to crack on with the next song because I have a feeling that the next section might be, there might be quite a bit of chat.
Okay.
All right. Assuming I'm able to talk, of course. Next band got a new album out, a band called The Country Dark. We played one of the tracks off the album a couple of weeks ago that came through as an on its own track. We've now had the rest of the album and I heard this track and thought I've got to play this straight away. All the way from Kuopio, Finland, Tony. I don't know how I would describe The Country Dark. This track itself is a good bit of rockabilly, psychobilly sort of thing, but they are quite trash and quite sort of garagey and quite sort of punky. Their albums are quite varied is what I'm saying.
Right, okay.
You can find out more about them via their Bandcamp page, which is
countrydark.bandcamp.com.
Thecountrydark.bandcamp.com, Tony. I'm afraid I'm having the point there.
Fair enough.
Makes it poorly internet one, Tony one. And this is, I think this is quite a laugh, this song, for a band with such, you know, the clues in the name, Dark. But I think you'll like this. This is Black Diamond Train. Listening to the Dustaphonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job of the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That is a laugh, that track. I like it. The album, as I say, it's some. If you call something a mixed bag, it makes out some of it's good, some of it's not. It's not a mixed bag. It's a curate's egg. It's absolutely brilliant. You know, there's loads of different sorts of stuff on it. Do check it out if you get the chance. Tony, have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Facebook.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
I, of course, knew you had some comments. We already talked about one.
Yes.
Yeah, just in case you were thinking we in some way pre-record sections at different times. We clearly don't.
Oh, no.
Oh, God, no.
We couldn't handle that.
You go for it, sunshine.
Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please do pop along to our page, facebook.com/punkyradio, or just search Punky Radio. You will find us. Leave us a comment. Do get in touch. Do love to hear from you. Messages not so much. We try and discourage messages as much as we can.
And just before you start, Tony, if you are a band, can you please not just drop links on the page for us to get the music?
That won't work either.
It's really annoying.
Email any MP3s.
Yeah, exactly. The clue's at the top of the page.
Exactly. Right, so two comments this week. First up, my new favourite, my favourite name of the show, Nick Wambolt.
Oh, brilliant.
Just found your show. Gotta say, I love it. As an ageing punk in Canada, or Canardiner, it's hard to find the time to find new music, let alone good stuff coming out of the UK and beyond. Thanks for introducing me to lots of great stuff. So far, my favourite find is definitely Pizza Tramp. Also, not being up on British slang, I went on the hunt to find out the meaning behind Gooper. Nearly pissed myself reading Angry Pirate. Keep up the good work, slowly making my way through the back catalogue. Well, thanks, Nate, for getting in touch.
Right, first thing, obviously Gooper is something that I just made up.
Hmm.
But if you want, the only official translation of it there is Japanese Golf Club, Japanese Golf Club.
Nice.
Secondly, mate, please don't go back through every single show. It will warp your mind.
And we also then have to put up with comments saying, "Do you remember back in this day when you were talking about this?" No.
Yeah, and no. Then we'll just go, "No, we can't remember last week, mate."
No.
But fabulous. I'm glad that you're enjoying it. And hello to all of our Canardan friends.
Yes, exactly.
That is a reference. Can you remember why that happened in the first place?
No.
It's because of Ghana getting into the World Cup in, I suppose, 2006. And someone on Radio 1, doing their lunchtime news for kids, decided to do a 1 minute, "This is what Ghana is." And they said, "People from Ghana are called Ghanaians." Just not. They're called Ghanaians. So I started saying, but in that case, people from Canada are called Canardanardans. That's how it started.
Right.
Yeah. I can remember that.
Wow.
Amazing.
See, and that is going back as well. That must be 2007.
It's going back a long time, yeah. Perhaps it was 2010.
Okay.
Still a long time.
It was.
Yeah.
Pocko has been in touch.
Oh, well, hello to you, Pocko. You lovely man who I'm always nice about and look forward to hearing from.
Well, hello, Pocko. He says, "Been listening to the Punky Podcast day to the 10th November 2015. You see, we don't know. It was hilarious." Oh, good to know. It was hilarious listening to Paul with loose dentures, sounding like an old man with no teeth. It's a bit harsh.
Why did he listen to that show?
I don't know. I think at one point he said he was going forwards and backwards.
Right.
So, but okay. That's. Yeah, and they'd meet up in 2012, so no, I had no idea.
Yeah, right, so maybe he's travelling back, he's got back that far. That was actually the first show we made after I moved to Nottingham.
It would be, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
There you go.
And yes, thank you, Pocko, for only liking the shows when you can't understand what I'm saying.
And he also says the music was awesome, which is good to know.
Well, that's something.
Especially the band called Chelsea. I'm going to try and purchase some of their tunes. Finally.
Yeah, now...
Go on.
Sorry, I read that and I thought, is he joking there?
Well, I hope so.
Because the band called Chelsea are rather well known, one of the original punk bands, weren't they? Do you remember?
Yeah.
When we saw Chelsea on at the thingy.
Was that our first birthday?
Town Mill. Oh, I don't know.
I know we went out to see bands. I think it was Chelsea and Apocalypse Babies.
That maybe sounds
even
about
Resistance
right.
As well.
Yeah, it was thanks to James. What's he called? James Stevenson. Yeah, who was also the guitarist in Gene Loves Jezebel and various other bands as well. And Gene October, the legendary lead singer that I met for the first time that night. It was a really nice band. Great live band. Great band.
Yeah. And he finally says, how did Paul's warehouse job go?
Well, I'm still there. So
he's still there.
Right. Yeah. So sadly, it went fine.
I'm glad you still listen to Pocko. What is your listening routine? Let us know what's going on. Because that is random. Unless he's just going through shows... just to with bands, just looking at the show notes and picking up what bands he knows, but I don't sound like it.
But if he is just working backwards, then he's already done 2.5 years.
I mean,
the madman.
Well, there you go. Thanks a lot, Parker.
Oh, there you go.
That's it for Facebook.
So that concludes.
Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
So, Manchester Punk Festival's coming up, Tony.
Wow, that's come around quick.
Yeah, it's in a fortnight's time. And to celebrate, they have brought out yet another free-to-download stroke pay-what-you-want compilation album of bands that are on.
Right.
So we are going to play four of the tracks off it this week, three of which are bands we haven't played before, one that is. So stay tuned for two that are coming up. We'll just say now, Manchester Punk Festival, Tony, what's the website again? You know this, don't you?
It's manchesterpunkfestival.co.uk.
And you can find out what's on. It's a stunning lineup of bands. It's absolutely brilliant. The two bands we're going to play now. Oh, yeah. So if you decide to download the album, if it gives you the option to pay an amount of money, just pay a small amount if you can. You can spare a buck or $3 or a pound or £2 or whatever it is. Because all the money raised from these goes straight back into the festival. They are not for profit, as I have been for the last years. You can get it for nothing if you want to. I understand completely if you want to download these things for nothing. But if you can afford a couple of quid, do. It helps everyone. Home taping's killing music, Tony.
It is.
Stay tuned for a band called Culture Shop. We'll talk about them after you've heard them. First up, a band called No Matter. Belfast pop punk, Tony.
Okay.
What is No Matter's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/No Matter Band.
Oh, well done. It is indeed. Tony 2, Paulie Beans Net 1, this is El Bait.
Busier than a one-legged cat trying to bury shit on a frozen pond.
We're doing that for free. Membership on the World Wide Web. TV, looking up. none of you is yours. We're living in a film and it's all recorded. She feels secure when they told you what it's for. Notional security, better than before. The internet, and don't forget, the bigger it gets, the more we use the words protect. And under threat, it goes too far that you want to reconnect.
Listening to Mullet Monster Mafia underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Culture Shock and a track called Visibility. Culture Shock, Tony, and a kind of the 80s ska punk reggae fusioneers, according to their Bandcamp page, and certainly one of the originals of that style of music. Although, if I remember, I will be talking about another band that were one of the, well, original kind of pop punk. I realise I'm talking about something entirely different now in the next section. But Culture Shock are another band that are appearing. I meant to say all the bands we're playing are appearing at the festival. Getting Culture Shock on is really quite a coup for Manchester Punk Festival, but they are very good at pulling bands out of the woodwork rare time.
Yeah, they are.
What is Culture Shock's Bandcamp page?
Cultureshock.bandcamp.com.
CultureShockUK.bandcamp.com. Poorly the internet too. Tony two. Très intéressant. I'm so helpful. Tony, did you do anything last week?
No. I don't think so. No. It's fairly quiet. I was ill, getting over my. I went back to work on the Tuesday, thinking I was a lot better, and I was still not quite right. So most of the week I was just mostly a bit meh. That's about it, really. What about yourself?
My mate Pierre Hollins, a stand-up comic, came up on stage a couple of days while he was doing gigs around here, and had a fantastic laugh with him. He's a real blues man, but I always try and get him into some punky style music when he comes up, and he's gone home having listened to last week's show, wanting you to check out most of the bands, which is pretty cool.
Excellent.
Then on Saturday night I did my first ever first show in Hitchin of the Last Minute Comedy Club. It was on Fridays for 25 years. We have done the odd show on Saturdays here and there, but we have now moved to Saturdays. It was the first one, and I was nervous about it, and I couldn't get my head around the fact it was a day late, Tony. I was kind of standing, I was like, I'm sure there's something I should be doing. Friday was really weird, because I was like, there was this thing nagging that I should be on stage, or I should be doing something, but anyway, it was all right. I went down there Saturday afternoon. Absolutely lovely. Great show. All three acts did really well. Absolutely brilliant. I drove home. And when I drove home, you know what? There's an M1 diversion. It goes on for miles.
No.
Miles, Tony, between junction, I think, 18 and 19. And it takes you halfway to Birmingham.
Oh, dear.
But it's only a late night on. But anyway, it was fine. I got in at 1:30 in the morning, and then decided to stay up watching the Commonwealth Games. And the latest new sport I'm an expert on is the two bowl triples in the lawn bowls, and I watched Scotland win the gold medal. Sadly, because they're two bowl triples, it means there's three guys on each team and there's 18 ends, and it didn't finish till 6:15 in the morning.
Oh wow.
It was a long one. Scotland beat Australia, and over the Commonwealth Games, which I like, I have both tweeted and Facebooked about this, that what I like about the Commonwealth Games is that it puts which countries I like the best in order.
Right.
So I've discovered I like Wales more than Scotland. Mm-hmm. I like India more than South Africa. I like everybody more than Australia.
Fair enough.
It's worked out quite well. Right then, I'm going to play another song now. And it's sad news. Got some very sad news here. A band that we have featured and championed on the show over many years, Limousine, their lead singer, Limo Dean, who we argue we named, very sadly passed away. And it's after a recurrence of a serious illness. He was diagnosed with bowel cancer and then was given the all clear, and then had what can only be described as a horrible relapse that led to a lot of bad things happening to the poor guy. And he had a really, really tough last few months of his life, but somehow managed to still record one last album while going through it. Just ultimate rock and roll, mate. I've got to say that Limo Dean, I met the guy once, we had a great exchange on emails all the time. The ultimate rock and roll at Limousine, one of the ultimate rock and roll bands. And the track that we're playing from The Vault is obviously one we've played before, has the line in it, Code Brown on the Underground, which I may have mentioned to you before.
Yeah.
But it was before he was diagnosed with bowel cancer. He couldn't understand why he kept shitting himself. And it ended up being a thing called Code Brown on the Underground. Because he was on the Underground one day and he went, Code Brown, Code Brown. And it's that line was in this song. So there are so many Limousine songs that I could play right now, but I wanted to demonstrate the man's humour in the face of his own adversity and the fact he's a legend. They've got basically a new album that's going to come out, well, that's out now, I think it was about to be, called Limo Deluxe, that I'm hoping to get the tracks off, but I will probably just buy in physical form because I am a completist where they're concerned. My condolences to all in the band and all who knew Limo Dean and all who saw Limousine live. Absolutely brilliant. They have a website that's current. You can find out loads on there. What's the website, Tony?
Limousine.rocks.
It is indeed Limousine.rocks. It's Tony 3, Paulie B Internet 2. And this is You've Been Limousined. Listening to Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bass this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Great song by a great band. Do check them out. There's also plans for a Limousine best of coming out on vinyl, which is something that he always wanted to do but hadn't got round to. Johnny out the band let me know all about it, and he's going to be, I think, in charge of sorting that out. So we will be, if and when that happens, we will be featuring them again. And I have a feeling over the next few weeks, I'm not really going to come to terms with the end of Limo Dean. So you might be hearing some more Limousine tracks as well.
Why not?
Yeah. Tony, you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Ooh, let's be positive here.
Yes, if you have any gigs, don't forget, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing, where they're playing, how much is it to watch them play, where is it? Does it have to be in the UK? Can it be international? So if you, wherever you are in the world, do let me know. So, but saying that, I have gone local. I haven't had any more gigs again. Yes. But I'm trying to spread it around a little bit. So this time it's at the Bodega.
Oh, right.
Or the Social, as we used to not call it back in the day. Just off Hockley, off the Market Square. Monday night, Buenos Treehouse are playing with Ducking Punches.
Right.
So if you fancy a bit of Monday night fun, do check out the Bodega in Nottingham. That's the only one I have.
Oh, that's next Monday.
It's 6 days time from when the show comes out. But yeah.
Well, you know what? If I'm free, I might need
Dermot. There you go. It's a venue I've never been to. I've walked past it many times, and I keep thinking I should go and watch a band there, but I've not been in a while.
Find it a little bit pretentious.
Right.
I've done, but that's largely because a lot of the lineups they've had have been that kind of classic Nottingham shoegazy indie sort of nonsense.
Yeah, I'm not sure it is all that anymore. I think I've heard general
it's all
things.
Different. It's good stuff now, as you just discussed.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
Perhaps they had a change in their musical direction.
Yes. Let's hope so.
Yeah.
But I know what you
mean. Now, so that concludes
Tony's
International Gig Guide.
Ooh.
But I have picked a gig in the world, yeah. So excellent. Is it all right if we do my tune?
Go on then.
Right. I'm so proud of this.
Bully Beach, picture gigs in the world. Yeah.
Yes.
I am so proud of that, Tony.
Well, it is good to be fair.
It's arguably my finest work. This Saturday at Esquire's in Bedford, the legendary Shonen Knife are playing, Tony, Japanese pop punk who were inspired by the Ramones. They got going a very, very long, long time ago and are just absolute legends. And they're playing. The reason it was brought to my attention is that one of the support bands are the Saboteurs, which is our mate Felix's band.
Oh.
And if you're wondering who Felix is, when you hear the recorders at the end of this show, Felix is playing one of them.
Of course,
yeah. So, so it's Shonen Knife and the Saboteurs and someone else who I can't remember. Sorry about that. It starts with an H. Who are playing at Esquire's in Bedford this Saturday. And again, if I'm often free and able, I might even try and go down there myself, because I would like to see Shonen Knife. They're absolutely brilliant.
Excellent.
And there's a band that we've played recently that did a song that they said was a tribute to Shonen Knife, and now I can't remember who the band were. One of the garagey ones. Oh, I can't remember. Anyway.
Okay.
So that's that. So let's hear that tune again.
Bully Beach, picture gigs in the world. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I know, mate. I'm so proud.
Fair enough.
Two songs in a row now. Both bands will be featured at Manchester Punk Festival, two in a row. So stay tuned for the ones we have played before as Threatened, who are Wonk Unit, with yet another great song coming up. First up, a band called Dead Drummer, Tony.
Ooh.
Who described themselves as York's premier psycho thrashabilly duo.
Right.
And they are rather good. What is Dead Drummer's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Dead Drummer.
Facebook.com/Dead Drummer Music. Bully Beans Net 3, Tony 3. It's quite exciting, isn't it?
Yeah.
This is Mortified.
Mother, I can't do nothing. I'm dead. Mother, I can't do nothing. I'm dead. Oh, mother, I can't do nothing. I'm dead. Mother, I can't do nothing. I'm dead.
Boy,
mother, I can't do nothing. I'm dead. Mother, I can't do nothing. I'm dead. Mother, I can't do nothing. I'm dead. I can't climb a tree. No, I can't climb a tree. Cause that just ain't for me. I can't drive a car. Drive a car, no, I won't get far. I can't wear no clothes, I don't need none of those. I can't break the law, I can't break the law, I can't do anything at all. What
I'm looking
for, I can't do nothing, I'm gay.
looking for who you want me to. I can't wear no clothes, I can't wear no clothes, I don't need none of those. I can't break the law, I can't break the law, I can't do anything, you know what I'm on.
Night of the Brown Hole.
You wanker! A day job wanker. Yes, you are, mate. Ducky, ducky, day job. Ducky, ducky, day job. Ducky, ducky, day job. Don't give up your day job, mate, because you're a traitor.
You're listening to the Fusilies underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job of the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Wonk Unit, a track called Day Job Wanker from their new album Terror, Tony, which is described by Alex Wonk, or the Mighty Cougar, the lead singer, as being the equivalent of the A side, if you like. The first half of it is very much Wonk Unit alike now, but the B side or second half of it is very much like Wonk Unit around the time when we first really got into them, around raising the Japanese flag.
Hmm.
So, as usual, with everything Wonk Unit do, it promises to be brilliant. What is Wonk Unit's website?
WonkUnit.com?
It is. It's Tony Four, Paulie B on the internet. Three, and if you weren't sure what they were, the South London Punk Majesty, Tony.
They are awesome.
They are absolutely awesome, and they are playing Manchester Punk Festival. So make sure you check that out via manchesterpunkfestival.co.uk. Am I right there?
Yes, you are.
I'm right there. Tony, are you doing anything this week?
It's one of those weeks, well, it's kind of one of those months. We've got loads of things to do. Work's getting busier. The house needs sorting out. We've got Steph's mum coming over late April. So there's just a checklist of things. And as time goes on, we need to squeeze them into a shorter and shorter amount of time. So it's one of those months, I think, we're going to be
right. Doing
work, and then the weekends doing bits and pieces, and then, yeah. And try and plan some kind of holidays at some point. We haven't looked towards the summer yet, so it's going to be one of them probably heavy logistical months. Rock and roll. What are you up to?
I'm having an enforced holiday, what with me having no shifts in said warehouse that apparently was going really well, but now the work's dried up.
Oh.
So I'm hoping one day this week to go and see a band.
Ooh.
And I was hoping that you were going to mention one that was happening on Friday or Saturday in Nottingham, but you failed to do that. So
I couldn't see anything.
I'll have to do some research.
You have to.
I'll have to do my own research to go and see something this weekend. I've been relatively busy recently, so like you, I've got quite a lot going on around the house, but it doesn't involve physical labour. One thing I will say, I haven't had a light in my kitchen for months because I'm no good at that sort of thing, and the light fitting was a bit knackered. So I've been using a bedside lamp for light in the kitchen. When Pierre was here, he went, "I'll fix that for you." I went, "Really? How much will it cost?" He went, "Well, I don't know. Where's your nearest hardware shop?" So we walked to my nearest hardware shop, which is a 5-minute walk from here, and I got the light fitting I needed, and he fixed it. Total cost, 70p.
Nice.
I haven't had light in there since before Christmas, Tony.
Oh, dear.
Pathetic. So I haven't really got any plans, and you're just doing your usual.
Pretty much, yeah.
So we might as well crack on, then.
Yeah.
Another great band for you that we played before on the show quite a lot. This is from Hellfire Rock and Roll Volume 3, which is already out. This band are very prolific, and I would just say Wonk Unit are also prolific, but Limousine, Johnny out of the band, said were the most prolific band he'd ever been in, and Limo Dean's legacy was 76 songs over 7 albums, which is pretty good.
Wow.
Death Party UK, however, are very quickly catching up. What is Death Party UK's website, Tony?
Deathpartyuk.com?
It is. It's Tony 5. Probably means next 3. You've won. With one to go, Tony.
Hey.
Let's see how the North Knots Gothabillies deal with that. This is A Lucifer in Red. For me, I know your game. You're listening to Desoro's Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Death Party UK from Hellfire Rock and Roll Volume 3 and a track called A Lucifer in Red. We have played quite a lot of the other tracks on Hellfire Rock and Roll Volume 3 because they have released a couple of songs at a time, and then once they've got everything out they want to, they release it as kind of a compilation of what they've done most recently, and that is Hellfire Rock and Roll. That's a project. And hello to the Dark Lord.
Hello.
Yes. Tony, you got a twat?
No.
Bugger.
Yes. I do need twat nominations, so if you do have a twat to nominate, don't forget to email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It is that simple. All twats are treated with thanks. Can't do the feature without you. Do email me your twats. Thank you very much.
Yes, indeed. We do like to get them, and there's no shortage in the globe.
There really isn't.
No. So if there is anyone or any thing, you can be esoteric about this. We have twatted Mother Nature before.
Yes.
Yeah. So you can be esoteric about this. If there is something that you would like us to twat, get in touch via the channels Tony has just described. So, Tony, what are you going to talk about instead?
Something I haven't mentioned in a good while. iTunes. We are on iTunes.
Tell me all about it.
I know. they have an iTunes podcast chart. You can't really vote directly on it, but it's worked out by some crazy algorithms hidden in that there cloud. So the one thing you can do is review it. If you are on iTunes, you have an iPhone or whatever, do pop along to the iTunes store. You can review us there. Easiest way to do it, I think, is go to punkyradio.com. There's an iTunes link on there. If you hit that, you'll be taken to our page on the store. You can review us. 5 stars only, obviously. And we'll read out your reviews. If you're not in the UK or the US, email me your review or send me your 2-letter ISO code and I'll find it myself. We'll read them all out. All reviews received with thanks. So if you do have a moment, do review us.
You with your 2-letter ISO codes and your nonsense.
That's right.
Now, as I seem to recall, Tony, when we started out, iTunes was the way to listen to podcasts, wasn't it, basically?
Yeah.
But now it would seem that people just stick them on all sorts of things.
Yeah.
But you don't subscribe to them on the other things the same way. You do on SoundCloud or something. You just listen to them, don't you?
Yeah, and some people use SoundCloud to podcast, and so they put it on SoundCloud, but they still podcast the link. So you can download it via SoundCloud as well. It's all a bit mixed up. People post them on YouTube. It's all sorts now.
But nowadays, we're fine with what we're doing, yeah?
We are absolutely fine. We are the classical podcast, and it's still...
We are the classical podcast, though.
You can listen on, but you can also listen on our website. If you go to punkyradio.com, you can go to any show and play it directly on the site. So
yeah.
If you want to do something different, yeah, you do something different.
Yeah, just make sure you listen and tell your friends. We haven't said this enough. Spread the word.
That's right.
Spread the word of Punky Radio. One last band this week, Tony.
Okay.
Oh, I don't know how to say. Gravves. We talked about it before. I'm calling them Gravis, but you said it might just be Graves.
Yeah, because they seem like these youngsters these days seem to do this lot of double the letters up.
Do they?
To make it different in the same way that it's like the THEE. I think sometimes they double the letters in the middle.
Yeah, but that's a garagey thing doing that, THEE. You've had a lot of garage bands from the 60s onwards have added an E. But yeah, these guys, I don't know. So you're saying Graves, are you? I'm sticking with Gravis.
Fair enough.
And actually, one reason to do that is I do think the second half of the show, since we mentioned the terribly sad demise of Limo Dean, we have played a track called Dead Drummer. We've had a track. We had a band called Death Party UK, and now we've got Graves. I don't know if I can deal with it, Tony.
Blimey, you're right.
Yeah, so anyway, I'm calling them Gravis. Called Graves or Graves, get in touch with us. Tell us how you're supposed to say it, will you? Help out an old man.
There you go.
North Welsh music, Tony, that they describe as music for goths to dance to. They're a good laugh, right? They're a good laugh. What is Gravis or Graves' Bandcamp page?
Gravesband.bandcamp.com.
Gravesgraves.bandcamp.com or gravis.bandcamp.com. G-R-A-V-V-E-S, G-R-A-V-V-E-S, or G-R-A-V-V-E-S and repeat.bandcamp.com.
Right.
Gravis Gravis, so good we name them twice.
Mm.
Or Graves. Paulie Isnet 4, Tony 5. Hello, Sailor. That's about the size of it for this week. Thank you all so much for listening. I hope you have enjoyed the show and you tell your friends about it and you spread the word, etc., etc. Tony, maybe you could mention the online stations that carry this show.
Yeah, we're on Podunk, Podunk Radio, P-O-D-U-N-K, radio.com, and we're on Radio Andra. That's Radio Andra, A-N-D-R-A.S-E.
And we haven't said hello to the Duke's Arms.
Hello, Duke's Arms.
We have now. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Oh, pooed, oh, pooed.
Your guns, yeah.